Case number 10,680, Donald Erickson, Northwest intersection of Road 270A and Parsonage Road. A special use exception for off-site parking.
Name and address.
Excuse me. John Barwick, 129 Goslin Creek Road, Willis, Delaware.
Testify as well?
No, sir.
Okay. Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. If you're uncomfortable standing at the podium, we can...
I appreciate that. Okay. I'm here to represent the overflow parking for the Seaside Plaza overflow parking lot. To make it easy for everybody to understand the location, there is a, if you're familiar where the Webster's furniture store used to be on Route 1, it is a parcel that's located directly behind that parcel, which has gone through the process from another engineering firm, is about to receive approval. They did get a shared parking agreement. However, as they move forward with the project, the people that are interested in the parcel want additional parking because some of the national chains want more than what the code provides. So what was done is to seek a way to acquire some overflow parking. It is a 0.644-acre site. Due to the fact that within the C1 zoning, there's no special code as it relates to just parking, so it qualified for a special use exemption. As you can see, it is located within highway corridor overlay zone, so you have that additional 20-foot buffer that's required on two roads. So that takes away a lot of the space. The present plan that we're showing you consists of 45 lots, and that is basically having to put stormwater underground because the present condition of the site is all grass. And so to do stormwater, with that layout, it would have to go underground. With the economics, the final site plan will probably have reduced parking and more above-ground stormwater management. But basically the point being is that a lot of the uses for that parcel are somewhat limited because of the Highway Corridor Overlay Zone, and it's off of Route 1. It's not in eyesight or anything else like that. We are presently working with the other engineering firm to have safe pedestrian access, and we will work with DLDOT, of course, to get a letter of no objection, go through the preliminary approval phase and go through that. I also would like to submit for the record, I have a letter from the landowner, just making sure that I do have a notarized letter showing that he is in favor of the special use exemption.
I should come get it for you. Thanks.
No, that's all right. He's gone. She's gone. So I stand here tonight to request a special use exemption so this parcel can just serve as an overflow parking lot for the Seaside Plaza project, which is currently underway and getting its approvals. And I'm more than happy to answer any questions.
We don't get a lot of information from planning and zoning about what's going on. And so can you kind of give us a little bit of background about what Seaside Plaza is? Frankly, I don't know if anybody's ever even heard of it.
Seaside Plaza is a retail-type parcel. In other words, where Webster Furniture was, they have basically, if you look at that grayed-out plan, that is their plan. And there's different, it could be any national chain, possibly. It could be, I don't want to spill the beans on all the people that we've been talking to with other clients on other parcels, but there's no Olive Gardens down here, there's no Panera Bread, there's no, in other words, other chains that are national in nature. However, they have their own parking requirements, which are greater than the code. So they don't care about a shared parking agreement. So they were able to get through preliminary and get approval from the county. However, the value of the parcel isn't as high as maybe some other parcels due to the lack of parking. So that is why they're pursuing this additional parking, and that's what we're representing there. Just for clarification, sometimes our drafters get a little too artistic. There will be no standing water. It's going to be an infiltration pond. It'll be completely dry. So most of the water will recharge into the ground. There is a DLDOT catch basin there located at the curve, so greater flows could go into there, but we would have to work with the agency.
So if it's an Olive Garden, where's Red Lobster going? Or vice versa?
Sir, honestly, I do not know what, yeah, I understand, but I don't know. Again, the market's really competitive right now. So what people are trying to find is a parcel that is on Route 1, that is somewhat closer to Rehoboth, that does meet all the parking needs and doesn't have all the other headaches that a lot of the other parcels have up and down Route 1.
Mm-hmm. And this one doesn't.
It's an interesting request, especially in a high vehicle
traffic area.
Traffic area.
Yeah.
Not a bad one.
Yeah, so that's why I can't take credit for the idea that the landowner and the realtor and everybody's been working to try to resolve the situation, and that parcel is sitting there. So it's an opportunity. Now, it's going to be a 30-year lease. So that's how that's going to be operated.
It's actually refreshing. When everybody else is coming for variance and parking, you're asking for more. That's
oh. I was going to make a joke about IG doing a car show there, but I don't want to go too far.
Watch it, right? I have no other questions.
Okay. Is there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman? Mr. Hudson? And Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Would you like to please come forward, ma'am?
Name and address.
Valerie Driscoll, 17 Beaver Dam Reach, Rehoboth.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Did we get married?
Spell your last name. Spell your last name, please.
D-R-I-S-C-O-L-L.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
That doesn't tell the whole story, because that's really pretty. But what it neglects is that, yes, it's off of Route 1, and it's off of Route 1 because, and it's surrounded by residential houses, and that all the roads, when you come off of Route 1 on Munchie Branch, mm-hmm. it's really wide for half a block, and then it becomes two lanes with no shoulder. And houses are built facing that road. Houses are built directly behind it and on the other side of it. So, you know, to bring in additional parking just will create a huge hardship. And I happen to, can I go over to that?
Sure, sure.
Where this is Munchie Branch, this is Parsonage. That's so confusing. This is Munchie Branch. That's Parsonage. I don't know where this, I mean, I've never seen this. Okay. But the thing is, this road that comes in here, right here, there are a lot of lanes. And you've got Happy Harry's is right there on the corner. And so everything was built big at the intersection to accommodate those businesses. But you come right here, and it immediately begins to narrow. And it goes into a two-lane road, no shoulder, no curbing. That goes, it's the only way in to Super G. So here you've got Happy Harry's, you've got WSFS, and you've got Super G. And the only way in for traffic coming from the north is to turn here and go in. No improvements have ever been done. Those are all privately owned roads. So they go in, and it goes back to Brandywine Retirement Facility. So you've got ambulances, things that come all the time. And it goes back to where I live, and it's my only way to my house. And it's all on after it narrows
to two lanes. These don't, and these roads don't line up.
Okay, Mr. Driscoll, can you come back? I'm not sure where you're going with this, but what is the size of the road and access to those things? What
when you turn that into a parking lot...
Do you know what I was going to say?
I'm sorry.
Thank you. What does that have to do with providing additional parking for business that wants to go in that other location?
It has to do with the additional traffic that goes...
If that business goes there, that traffic's going to be there, correct?
Yes. Now, the other thing is...
Okay, the question at hand is, how will this request substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties?
It will have a negative impact because if you've got a restaurant and you've got parking, you've got people coming and going up until 11 or 12 o'clock at night. Every residence around there is going to be impacted.
So is your opposition to the parking or to the restaurant?
To the parking.
Okay.
I don't care. I mean...
Yeah, I'm sure.
The restaurant would be up on Route 1. It's that parking lot that gets back into the residential area and impact and back onto the two-lane roads. That makes it difficult, you know, because there's no improvement.
Ma'am, it is zoned C1.
I'm not part of who does the zoning. It's like,
no, the board isn't either. What he's saying is it's already zoned C1, so it could be used for commercial.
Now, here's the other thing. He's talking about a restaurant coming in. I actually have heard of a different business that is planning to move there, and that particular business uses their parking for tent sales. So if you approve it for a parking lot...
Well, could you share that with us then? So that would help us then? If you're withholding something, why wouldn't you want to share it with us?
Well, I mean,
He shared with us.
They still need special approval.
Yeah, they still need special approval.
Okay, but Furniture Galore has said... I mean, my understanding is they were the ones who were planning to go in.
Okay.
And they would want the additional parking, not for cars, but because they have tent sales all the time. And... I don't think the tent say. I mean, they applied for the parking. They didn't apply for using something for tent sales.
I'm confused.
I'm real confused because there's not been anything said about a tent sale. They
well,
have to come
of course not,
support.
Because they get the parking approved, and then they come in like Mr. Burton and say, "Oh, I want to have a tent sale on it." You know, for 1 week in October, and it's like, well, okay, fine. And then they have another tent sale and another tent sale.
Not without our approval.
But they can have three per year.
Not without the director's approval.
Without, right, they have to have the director's approval.
They're allowed three.
Anything
three
after
days.
That has to have the board.
Okay, so.
They can have them without us.
Exactly. So, but once you approve it,
no, the director does. He can give them the 3 days. What, like Kmart just had one with the boat sale that they did that with.
Right. I'm just saying, you're talking about putting something like that
right.
into a residential area as opposed
no, ma'am.
To...
No, ma'am.
It's
don't be
zoned
confused.
C1.
It's not residential.
The lot is zoned C1.
That's
I
right.
understand that.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this question just
sure.
for curiosity. What would you not object to in that parcel?
I wouldn't object to more townhouse development or something like that because that just sort of fits in with what's already there.
So you okay. would prefer it to be residential? Then?
Yeah.
Well, you answered our question. Thank you.
Ready? Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sorry. You can come up. You've already been sworn in. Yeah, you're...
Just state your name for the record.
Just state your name for the record, please.
Sandra Spence. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
This is a little bit misleading because this road is really not aligned with that, and it's very difficult. There's trees and fences and stuff on this corner. So when you come out of here, I often come out from Giant, and also there's a a shopping center down here where you can get your hair cut, you can go to Edward Jones and all kinds of places, and that's the best way in and out. And so if you're trying to come out of there, it's really hard to see cars coming from the other side of Munchie Branch Road. And I've had calls from people that live in Beechwood, which is the next development basically across the street from that parking lot. And they've said that they objected, but they weren't able to be here this evening. But they're very concerned because there have been multiple accidents at that intersection because of the fact that it's so difficult to see around that corner. Besides which, I'd like to read from the code, section 115-210A2A. And it relates to exceptions to parking and loading requirements. It says, off-street parking areas adjacent to or at a reasonable distance from the premises on which parking areas are required by the parking regulations of Article 22, which this is applies to, where practical difficulties, including the acquisition of property or undue hardship, are encountered in locating such parking areas on the premises, and this is the important part, where the purpose of these regulations is to relieve congestion in the streets, would be best served by permitting such parking off the premises. And my contention, and I think the contention of the previous witness, is that instead of relieving congestion on these streets, it will increase the congestion.
Let me ask you this. I mean, suppose they weren't even doing this application, or they were just going to leave it the way it was. And let's say they build a big high-class restaurant there, whatever it is, or any other shopping area. X number of people are going to come into that place, and if they don't find a parking space associated with the restaurant or the commercial enterprise, isn't that what causes the congestion? They go out and they start looking for parking spaces in somebody's front yard or somebody else's driveway?
I don't believe that they would be able to park in front of somebody's front yard.
Ms. Spencer,
because that space is empty right now.
The whole point of this is to relieve congestion because any overflow parking then goes across the street.
Well,
I guess I just don't get the arguments. It just seems like you guys are arguing against yourselves.
It seems like the argument that the applicant made was that they're expecting some chain restaurant to come in there that is going to compete with the local restaurants, by the way. That's an aside from the point. And they require more parking than the county requires, and it sounds like that's the only reason that they want more parking over there. So I don't think that we need to go beyond what the county requires in order to accommodate some national company to come in and build something there that requires more parking than we would require otherwise, especially if it were a local restaurant.
Ms. Spence, are you the same Sandy Spence as the president of the League of Women Voters?
Yes.
I have to ask you, why should we believe your testimony when you quoted to the News Journal that this particular board ignores the 5 requirements in the county code for granting a variance?
I believe that was true prior to this evening and prior to another meeting in June.
Obviously, you haven't been to enough meetings because long as I can remember, and I've been on this board 18 years, every motion I've made, I've addressed those standards. So, again, why should I believe your testimony when this is a bold-faced lie as a quote?
I've been to every meeting since March except for 2.
Mm-hmm.
And my observation has been what I said there. And the News Journal went back and researched back to 18 years or whatever it was, however long this board has been operating, mm-hmm. and they came up with the statistics.
Well, this is your quote.
Well, I was relating to the quote, the percentages that they gave. Actually, Mr. Lang gave percentages to somebody that quoted them to me.
Fair enough.
So, but I don't think that's relevant to my argument this evening.
It's relevant to the testimony you're given and the honesty to that testimony.
So you're accusing me of being a liar?
Your quote is there are at least 5 requirements in the county code, and they ignore them every time. Every time.
Okay, not every time. I apologize. Maybe I was misquoted. Because it was 87%, I think, according to the News Journal.
But, we're not going to let this go any further. I'm going to end it quick. He said 18 years, Mr. Spence, but that had been going on for 37 years. Older. That's been going on longer than what I've been, since his cases was heard. So I think it's really getting out of hand, and I'd like to put the human side back into these meetings, honestly. You know, I'm not going to question anybody's integrity or whatever, but I'd like to leave that be, and let's get back to business at hand, okay?
Yes, I'm happy to do that.
Fourth man. And we've got 14 other people in every cases. They deserve, let me finish, please. They deserve the same respect that you're going to get, but we've been sitting here for 18 minutes going back and forth and said nothing. I want these other 18 people to get the same respect that I'm giving you.
Okay.
So let's get back to the issue, please, at hand. And any member's got a question, we'll put behind us what happened and go forward, please.
Okay. That's fine with me.
That's all I ask for, ma'am.
I'm just saying that there's an awful lot of traffic coming in and out of that road.
Okay, so your contention is traffic. It wouldn't matter if it's a Red Lobster or what it may be. Your contention is traffic to a narrow two-lane highway. Mm-hmm. You don't care if it gets backed up. And they're wanting relief, that's not acceptable. You're just against traffic, period, correct? If it was townhouses, as the lady said, or extra development, it would be no problem. I don't know how they're going to get to the townhouses unless they got horse and buggy. You won't have cars, right?
There's other townhouses right around there.
The other lady had just said that, ma'am. I'm just asking, your opposition is traffic, correct?
That's correct. Okay, and also because the way I understand the code, which I may be wrong about, but I brought it to your attention, is that this is to relieve traffic congestion, and I don't believe that this proposal will relieve traffic congestion. I think it'll add to it. So that's all I have to say.
Okay,
thank
you. I think on the other side, we're trying to tell you that the code does state that's going to relieve it. So by doing it, would relieve it, but you're saying that it won't.
Okay, you just have a different interpretation, so I understand. Thank you.
Thank you. That's all the opposition. Okay, there being no further, Chair will entertain a motion. We're going to take
a
break.
They want rebuttal.
I'm sorry?
They may want rebuttal.
Yeah. You need to offer any rebuttal to what?
I'll be brief.
Please.
As far as traffic goes, we have to adhere to all the strict requirements of DLDOT for safely conveying traffic in and out of the site. We have to work. We have to get a letter of no objection. Then we have to do a natural entrance plan. So that's part of the agency process we have to go through, as well as with drainage. We have to deal with the Sussex Conservation District. And plus, because of that 20-foot buffer, one of the issues would be that it wouldn't be some mound and obstruct sight lines or whatever, but it would be tastefully landscaped. It would be, it's a minimal of parking, as in other words, it wasn't maxed out and putting the underground infiltration system in. It's going to be above ground. It is appropriate, I believe, for the land use due to the highway corridor overlay zone, and it is C1.
So is that a two-lane highway, or is that a two-lane highway going in there, like she was saying? Is there going to be trouble getting in that parking lot?
This right now is coming off of Route 1.
Okay. Yep.
And as you can see, This is Route 1 right here.
Okay.
Here's where Webster's used to be.
Okay.
So when you come in here, you have a deceleration lane that takes you into Brandywine, where my mother is, and where Happy Harry's is, and the Giant, and everything else.
Okay.
All that's a deceleration that heads you this way. A lot of cars to head north on Route 1 will navigate on Parsonage Road. A lot of them head back towards the light this way. We have to do something called an ADT analysis, for average daily traffic analysis, for DLDOT. They review it, they check it to their records, we have to go back and forth with their comments, make them happy. And we gotta demonstrate that as we line up with this project, that we have a pedestrian path. And as you can see, this is all parking right next door for these townhomes.
Okay.
So that is why it was believed that this was a good opportunity to take care of the needs of this parcel, because everybody's lined up waiting to get parking that they can go in here.
So it's lining up with that place, the other building right there?
Yes, sir. We're lining up right here.
Okay.
And the crosswalk being as far away from the intersection as possible, it's going to have to be striped, it's going to have signage, and everything that DLDOT's going to make us do. And, you know, some things we may not be representing. They may make us do, like, an acceleration, deceleration lane. They may make us do things that we don't see tonight. But it's all per DLDOT standards.
Yeah, okay.
More question, Mr. Barwick. What is the property being used at present?
It's just a grass field.
Just a grass field.
Yes, sir. It needs a need of mowing.
And it's been that way for some time.
Okay. Mr. Mills, any further questions? Okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 10,680 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. McCabe, that we take case number 10,680 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give you the voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement this evening. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning. Okay?